everyone, and welcome to Energy Expand. My name is Robin DeGroote, and today I'm going to talk about my company, Energy Expand, and a little bit about why I chose that title for what I do now. And a big part of it is the relationships of chakras to our life. Now, the work that I do for people is bioenergy healing, and it's Michael Dalton's bioenergy healing, where I learned in Vancouver. And I also do some oracle readings and all types of things that relate to energy and intuition. I came to learn about bioenergy healing when I was visiting my mother in Vancouver when she wasn't very well. That was in late 2012 that I was introduced to Michael Dalton from my sister's friend at a free seminar, and I was just so blown away. He had told us a story about his eczema and asthma for most of his adult life up until he was a young adult, till he was around 22. And he was just trying everything, suffering from this. And at a group show, he was actually healed from these terrible ailments with 4 treatments. So that is the methodology for bioenergy healing, is a series of 4 treatments, and usually a week apart, and then a follow-up after about 3 weeks to a month. In a bioenergy session, most people are wondering how this differs from Reiki, or what's special about this type of work, or how does it work in general. And I do want to let people know that it's a standing and seated method of work. So the client is standing and the practitioner moves around them with hand movements that are in the energy field, very close to the body, but not touching very often. And the client is clothed and standing without shoes or belts or anything metal. And there are times you come into a special chair where you can feet are raised and then put down for grounding. Now, this treatment has no real invasive aspects at all. There's no needles, there's no probes, there's nothing like that. It's really hand movements around the body to bring energy blockages and just bring all the energy to the surface so that they can be identified and cleared if there's any kind of stagnation. The treatment usually can last around 45 minutes to an hour, and that's for a full session. But there are mini sessions that can do a lot of good work as well. The reason I am centering my business around bioenergy healing and energy health is because I feel there is a real loss of our connection as humanity to just the energetic part of ourselves. And really, I have been transformed in the last probably 10 years from energetic work and complementary medicine that really didn't. It was the only thing that got to the heart of most of my issues. So I had a lot of emotional blockages, and the physical were not as obvious, but they were manifestations of the emotional most of the time. But that's not always the case. Many people have physical trauma. They've had injuries, accidents, and bioenergy does great results for these type of cases as well. Pain relief is one of the first factors, and I've had wonderful results with relief from migraines. That's going to be one of my other talks, because migraines is something that I personally have had and still have them occasionally, but I really will go into depth about that on another episode. So when I speak about chakras, what are chakras? So in Sanskrit, it's the wheel. The wheel as the opening to the energy system. And the focus of the work in bioenergy is through the chakras, because then we're able to access the energy system through this the body's natural entrance point. And the blockages can also be released through the chakras. So that's partly why the client stands, so that the front and the back of the chakra is most accessible. And then work can be completed just right across. Now, chakras are fascinating to me. I have a very deep connection with patterns and metaphors, and just to see the clues in something that's subtly being expressed. And this whole entire field of biomechanics, where our body is always giving us clues as to what's going on. And chakras relate to body systems, body areas, and also life patterns. So when we speak about the root chakra, for example, and the person always has tailbone pain, there's just so little forward movement in their life, and all these things are going wrong. That is a sign that the root chakra has the main blockages. And also what it will relate to in their life is that they really can't move forward. There's some kind of fear or issue around support, and often that's financial. It's the very basics of our survival is all centered in the root chakra. So it's also a low frequency chakra. So that's not a bad thing. It just means it has a lot more to do with our earthly selves. And that is us being human and connected to this earth and this world that we're living. So if you can't really get past the basics of why we're here and being here and making our life work, then it's very difficult to go even further into anything spiritual. So in that case, if an issue is found in that chakra, it's definitely the one to clear and get that person's life moving forward again. I also love the fact that the peacefulness and basically the unsaid psychology can occur, where it's not necessary for me as a practitioner to know what someone's ailments are, what their history is, because this work is very felt energetically. So I do take an intake form, and I do like to know some basics of where a person has come from. And I tend to read it after, because I would like to feel without any kind of influence first where this person is when they're coming to me. So that's just a really nice side of the work. But I also find that's the whole direction that I'm trying to focus on and get people to understand that this balancing effect of peacefulness is very important in our society, when most of it is go, go, go. It's a lot of expectation, a lot of criticism. When our center really knows what we need, and when we can trust in that intuition about what we need at any given time, that would solve so many problems. Because there's a lot of blame that goes on. And if I'm not able to help myself, then trying to say it's someone else's fault, that doesn't actually help me. It just makes a lot more anger and pushes me further from my original intent, and that's to get well. So as a facilitator of other people's good health, then I just love the premise of bioenergy because it will often act as a catalyst to get a person moving in the direction that they know they need to, but for some reason couldn't. That's actually one of the largest benefits that I find from my experience working with people, is that they now get out of the rut and they can do some things that they just weren't doing and they don't know why. Because they know they're right. They know they're right for them. But there's a lot of self-doubt, self-talk that talks someone out of what they know because it's difficult. And when something's difficult, it's not really difficult. I think it's just the overburdening of other things is why we can't see the possibility of doing that. The thing we know is needed. I often fall into the same kind of pattern. If I'm feeling rushed, I won't actually stop and do yoga. I will get into a frenzy sometimes as well and just go with that flow. And really, it would be much more productive if I would slow down and do some centering activity first. Because then everything else will be much more focused and it will actually continue to be the same or a better rate of what I had originally thought I was going to accomplish. So that's where energy comes in. It's in many aspects of life. It's actually always going on. Everything could be seen as energy. And I just listened to Deepak Chopra's concise immortality course, and it was an hour long, but very wonderful phrases about the quantum physics of everything that we are and everything around us. And I just remember when I listen to wonderful speakers like that really there's so much that what we see is energy that it's kind of surprising if most people that are around us just don't even see that or don't consider it, that it's not the important focus of the day. The day is all about just making ends meet, and it's very physical. And like I said before, physical is not a bad thing, but to remember the end goal and the heart of the matter, it is the best when the center of who you are is remembered. So I'm very excited for this podcast because I can really keep this hope and memory alive of what we're really doing here. So this episode is one in particular, but really my show in general will always be about the energetic side of life. And sometimes it's in very physical things that we do or experience. But my intention is always about that. So really, I do appreciate anyone's stories, all your questions, comments, all these things, because to me it's a celebration of being able to live this life and as a soul that continues to journey, learning and learning and experiencing and trying to deal with key elements of this path that need to be dealt with for growth, then it can be seen as such a drag, or it can be really exciting and fun. So I am on the latter for sure. And it doesn't mean I never get into any kind of slump and frustration or sadness, because I am human. But I always know what it's all about. Like, I know in the deep part of myself that really it's not about anyone else. When my difficulties arise, when my challenges come up, they're mine. And I appreciate that. So I invite others to do the same, is to seek out help when you need it, but really just start to understand that it's always going to be okay because you know what to do. And if you listen more and more to that inner voice, you will always be okay. So again, I invite everyone for questions, comments, and suggestions to contact me via Twitter @RobinMDG. Signing off for today.